As a church, we have been lifting up many prayers for peace in Ukraine and sometimes in other places throughout the world where there is clearly not peace. In Alberta, we are lifting up those who are suffering because of wildfires. We kind of have an idea about what that would look like when the bombs and the bullets stop flying and the fires subside. However, I am thinking that if and when those situations end, it will be a very long time before the trauma and the horrible memories very slowly fade, especially in those areas where there is war. Regarding the war in particular, the world has demonstrated its absolute incapacity to bring about peace. And the best that we've been able to do is to blame tyrants. The best we are able to do is imagine a time without this or that tyrant. But there will always be another tyrant. There will always be another opportunity, if that is what I should call it, to long for peace. I was looking for some calming background music while I reflected on what we mean by peace. And a very happy sounding song was playing. I hadn't heard it before, but I listened for a moment to the words. The singer was musing about his life with these words in the refrain of the song. Listen to this. I don't know what will happen to me. Will I be remembered in a century? Will I be forgotten like dust in the wind or the talk of the town that we are living in? Am I a part of a master plan or will I be washed away like lines in the sand? He went on to say something like that he was looking to the sky for an answer because he would not find it in a book. I don't know if he was referring to the Bible or books in general. The song sounded really happy, but clearly reflects an anxiety about the future without God. I'm adding that in, that this is a future without God. Clearly, these are the kind of lyrics or poems or stories that we hear in our culture devoid of looking to God for help in times of trouble. It was the same in Israel when Jesus walked with a people desperate for freedom from the Roman tyrant who followed the Greek tyrants, and before them the Persian, the Babylonian, and the Assyrian tyrants. And where we live, there's not been a war, but we have definitely been through a time of fear and anxiety that even now only slowly subsides, a kind of tyrant. Jesus uses the words troubled and fearful hearts to describe the way of being where peace is missing. The peace the world might be able to give is always conditional. My anxiety will be gone only if such and such a situation is over, or whatever person or situation is troubling me passes or is gone from my life. But John records Jesus using a word that I think is pretty important, that is easy to miss. Jesus says to his disciples before he goes to the cross, do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Do you hear that word? Do you hear that word that he uses? And I don't think I'm wrong to say that by the use of this word, let, Jesus means that peace is not a matter of what is going on around us. It is a matter of what we let into our hearts. It is a faith choice that we make. Now, we can let troubled and anxiety into our hearts, or we can allow peace of Christ to take over our whole being, such that nothing will disturb us. We are invited once again to let God take control of those parts of our lives that tend towards fear and anxiety. Perhaps that is easier said than done. Well, it definitely is easier said than done. Yet the church offers us ways to do just that. They are called virtues. 400 years before Jesus, the philosopher Aristotle proposed that the practice of virtue can make us truly happy. You know that we can get more anxious about the future as our lives in this world get closer to the end than the beginning. It's true for some of us. But Aristotle said that a life of practicing the virtues so that doing the right thing becomes more and more natural is exactly what we need to become happy, which I would define as being at peace. So I'm using those words kind of interchangeably. We have the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love, of course, and practice these, and peace will be everywhere we look. But there are also two others of what the church calls the cardinal virtues, which I think can help us today. Those virtues are temperance and fortitude. Now, temperance is the virtue that provides us with control of our emotions, which can get the best of us, including being troubled or afraid. But instead of letting our hearts be troubled or afraid, with temperance, we can take steps to allow the peace of Christ to temper our fearful emotions. For example, we can repeat the Divine Mercy Prayer, "Jesus, I trust in you," when we are troubled or afraid. So you can perhaps see that this is a virtue which must be practiced. Fortitude is the virtue that provides us with courage in the face of adversity. This is the ordinary characteristic that some people seem to have, but with a kind of supercharging that we can receive by our walk with Christ through his trials, we can be reminded that there is a resurrection that no worldly fear can take away. Fortitude, courage. Peter was terrified when Jesus was arrested. Paul was terrified of the earliest Christians. Both let the peace of Christ ultimately change their fear into a profound courage to proclaim the good news that we have received the gift of peace, of a peace which is totally beyond what the world can perceive and what worldly values can provide. Even in prison awaiting execution, Peter and Paul, both of them had peace. They learned that what the prince of this world does only affects the body, not the soul. If you have a deep faith in the Father raising you from the dead, you will have peace. Paul was stoned and left for dead. Miraculously healed, he just went on to the next city to proclaim the peace of Christ, the gospel message. So Jesus reminds his disciples that Satan has a kind of control in this world, sometimes more than others, but that this power is very limited. Do we hear this in our lives? The ruler of this world has no power to prevent the peace of Christ. Fear is the only tyrant that we must really defeat. Job said, "Even though you slay me, Lord, I will trust in you." And so we are invited today to believe that God can raise us from the dead and that there is nothing in this world that can take that away from us. Nothing will shake us. So brothers and sisters, let us today pray for the peace of Christ. Let it into our hearts. Let me repeat that. Let it into our hearts, and we will be victorious in peace.